mentioned a moment ago, extraordinary penalties being introduced in New South Wales for Victorians trying to go for New South Wales and for New South Welsh people trying to get into our hotspots. On the line, senior network reporter at Nine Radio in Sydney, Clinton Maynard. Morning.
Good morning, Neil. I'm just underneath Sydney at the moment in the M8 tunnel where the Premier Gladys Berejiklian is about to explain what's happening here with this tunnel, but also explain what is going on in terms of New South Wales-Victoria border. Our Health Minister, Brad Hazzard, as you just mentioned there in the last hour, has announced that Victorians from hotspots, your suburb infected, who attempt to cross the border will risk 6 months jail and $11,000 fine. Jeez. Now, exactly how they police that is a grey area, obviously, but it's certainly the New South Wales State Government sending a very firm message to your residents that they're not welcome here. Now, the Premier here, Neil, has been under pressure for days now to close the border with Victoria. She is not doing that, and again, I'll be asking her about that in the next 10 minutes or so. She does not want to close the border because she has campaigned so strongly in the last 2 months to keep to reopen the border with Queensland.
But if she doesn't close the border, what does it mean? New South Welshmen can come and go, provided they don't go to hotspot suburbs, but nobody from Victoria can go. I suppose if you're travelling through from, I don't know, you wouldn't be travelling through from anywhere else, would you?
No, essentially not. But they are telling New South Welshmen as well, if they've been to a hotspot, they need to come back in quarantine.
What if I'm in Albury, Wodonga?
Well, that's going to be very difficult for a lot of families who have some family members on one side of the border and other family members on the other side of the border. And Neil, I should bring you up to date with this issue as well. I know a lot of speculation about the flight scheduled to fly into Melbourne today and over the next couple of days, given the hotel quarantine program has now been paused by Dan Andrews. There had been reports last night those flights would come to Sydney. I've had it confirmed in the last half hour. They will not come to Sydney. The New South Wales State Government has actually been very upset that over the past 3 months they've had to foot the bill for hotel isolation, just like your government has as well, when many, many people, probably about 40% of people, then go on to other states. But the New South Wales government had to foot the bill. So I think this is a bit of game playing from New South Wales with the feds. They will not allow those flights to be diverted to Sydney.
So where will they go?
Very good question. Maybe they'll go to Perth, perhaps they'll go to Brisbane.
Oh, that's unreasonable punishment. Thank you very much, Clinton. Clinton Maynard. Cruel and unreasonable punishment. Send people to Adelaide or Perth. Clinton Maynard, senior network reporter, Nine Radio. I find that quite extraordinary. So a Victorian trying to cross the border into New South Wales could face 6 months in jail and or $11,000 fine. That's if you're coming from a hotspot. So you're driving from Broadie up to Sydney. Can't do it without facing going to jail. And if you are in a New South Wales person and you do visit a hotspot in Melbourne, you've got the same penalties. I suppose that's if you're coming back into the state or whether you just got the penalties if you're down here. I don't know.